know exactly which minute. We don't know exactly which day it would have been executed, but it was very clear. Qasem Soleimani himself was plotting a broad, large-scale attack against American interests, and those attacks were imminent.
A jobs report this morning, 145,000 created in December. White House Chief Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow told Fox Business,
President Trump's policies have opened the door to all of this, all right? Taxes and regulations and energy independence and lower trade barriers.
And the Dow surpassing 29,000 for the first time in history. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No severe weather today. That'll come tomorrow. Today, a high temperature up to about 73. Windy later on today and tonight. Wind gusting as high as 30, 35 miles per hour. Risk of a shower later on this afternoon and this evening and tonight with the overnight low temperature down to about 64. Tomorrow, a significant severe weather risk, level 3 on a 5 scale, with widespread damaging wind gusts possible in some of the storms. Embedded tornadoes are possible. A few strong tornadoes can't be ruled out. For most of us, the primary threat hours begin around noon and continue through, let's say, early evening. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It'll instantly alert you for a watch or warning for your area, plus a lot more, our interactive radar and live streaming. Tomorrow's high 76 from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery Police Chief Ernest Finley briefed Mayor Reed's transition team on the challenges facing the department. He says most years they're losing more officers than they hire, and that his number one need is manpower. Finley says pay is a common reason officers leave the department. A North Carolina charity has given a big donation to the family of the late Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. Shield Republic's Hold the Line charity raised and donated over $4,200 to the Williams family. And a new charter school could be coming to Montgomery. Life Academy presented its proposal to the Montgomery County Board of Education last night. We expect the board will vote on the startup charter school at a special called meeting January 14th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon.
I didn't know you were aware of the Doobie Brothers.
I'm quite aware of the Doobie Brothers. I was raised on Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers, right in my father's car, yeah.
Oh, okay. Your dad played it?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Did he have an 8-track?
No, we had CDs at that point, Jack.
Well, I'm old. I remember the damn 8-tracks.
It'd, like, cut out in the middle of a song?
No, but tape would mess up sometimes. It was a bad deal. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Well, Jack, I want you to introduce our guest for this hour.
I will, but I need to do an ad first.
Yes, and we need to announce the tally.
Yeah, we need to announce the tally. Joey, if you're looking to buy a house and you're going to have to make a mortgage because nobody has a bunch of money lying around, unless you're third-generation lumber or something like that, who do you call? Who Alabama would you
home,
call?
Ken Williams.
Of course.
Alabama Home Mortgage.
567-4223 is all the number you need to know to hook yourself up with a good mortgage for your home. Whether you're a first-time buyer or if you are sitting on a mortgage that you think you can get better terms for, give Kim Williams a call. She and her staff have worked wonders for our listeners for over 5 years. And they save people as much as $700 a month. They reduce the number of mortgages, monthly payments they have to make. Sometimes they get like 2 months where they don't have to make a mortgage. I mean, pay on a mortgage. And they reduce your terms and even reduce one guy that she was telling us about from 30 years to 15 years. So it's a good deal when you call Kim. She'll hook you up with the best thing she can find. Now, there's some people that are sitting on a mortgage right now that are paying on it that you probably won't get a better rate. And she's going to tell you. But she's going to research it. She's going to find you the mortgage, whether you're a first-time buyer or sitting on a mortgage and you just want to renegotiate the terms. Give Kim Williams a call, 567-4223. 567-4223. NMLS number, 1586368. Kim is an equal housing lender.
How about we give the tally of our informal poll here?
We conducted a poll. If you're just tuning in, we have David Montgomery with the Washington Post here, who's doing an article on the Alabama Republican primary Senate race, and he's just in here to listen to our callers. And we had an informal poll conducted from about 9:30 to 11, and it was 24 callers for Tuberville, 14 for Bradley, and 3 for Jeff Sessions. Roy Moore got 0. Arnold Mooney got, the rest of them got 0.
Roy Moore got 1, but that was a Democrat. Well, yeah,
and he said he wasn't going to vote in the primary.
Right.
So that doesn't really, because he thinks he's the easiest guy to beat. So anyway, that's our poll. 24, Tuberville, 14, Bradley, 3 Sessions. And the rest of them, SOL.
What does that stand for?
Soul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like the beer.
Yeah, exactly.
So, now that we're done with
but
that.
But in crude circles.
Yeah.
It's S out of luck.
Like sugar out of luck?
Something like that.
Okay.
How you doing? Okay, and in addition, today, it's my pleasure to introduce a candidate for the Congressional District Place number 2, seat number 2, Terry Hasdorff, H-A-S-D-O-R-F-F. Terry Hasdorff, and full disclosure, Terry grew up across the street from me. They moved there when she was like 3 years old, and I watched her grow up, and she's real smart, and she loves politics. So she decided to run for Congress. Did you file the last day?
Second to last day.
Okay.
November 7th.
Say hello to our audience.
Thanks, Jack. Hi, everybody. It's nice to be here.
Well, good.
In full disclosure, I'm just meeting Terry. Hello, Terry. Good to meet you.
And David Montgomery is not doing that race, but he's sitting in.
Nice to see you, David.
Anyway, tell us why you're running.
Wow. Thanks, Jack. Well, I'm from Montgomery. My dad worked at Maxwell Air Force Base for over 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in high school, Governor Hunt's office came to me and asked me to participate in an exchange program to Russia. And I was chosen out of about 200 students across the state to go over with 40 high school students. We traveled to seven different cities.
Did you collude while you were over there?
I did not. I did not. But we saw socialism and communism firsthand. And it was so disturbing to me, and I learned so much about how much we take for granted here in this country and how much we have to appreciate, that literally when the plane landed at JFK, I was so grateful to be an American. I got out, got down on all, on my hands and knees and kissed the ground.
You're like Jeremiah Denton did that.
That was really what inspired me to get involved in government. So I went on to work on Capitol Hill. I worked on the Hill for about 6 years, and I've had people say to me, you know, be real careful about saying that because people are going to think you're part of the swamp. And my response to that is, not only am I not part of the swamp, I helped drain one. My first job on Capitol Hill was working for Speaker Gingrich. When he created a new position called the Chief Administrative Officer. And that was a person who had been hired to come in, and I was hired to be his right hand, Scott Faulkner, and he came in to bring business reform to the operations of the U.S. Congress. So we immediately went to work. We hired Price Waterhouse to come in and do an independent audit on the House of Representatives. First time that had been done, we found out, since 1789.
Wow.
I don't think they've done another one since. But we did that audit. Price Waterhouse says that if they find one, what they call a hit on the system, they will recommend that the entire thing be shut down so that they can figure out where that money's flowing out like a river. We found 14 hits on the system. In the history of the firm, they had never found that many. And they said, you need to shut this down. And we said, well, we can't, because this is how people are getting paid, and this is where their W-2s are cut. My boss likened it to changing the tires on a bus going 80 miles an hour. We had to fix it while it was running. But we did, and we plugged the holes and turned off the leaky faucets and found a lot of ways that we could save the taxpayers money. We looked at where there were spending that wasn't needed. We found that there was a warehouse that was storing old broken down furniture, and they were paying $235,000 a year on the lease, and nobody was even using the furniture anymore. So we did something nobody else had done. We held an auction on the front steps of the warehouse, and auctioned off all the furniture and then closed the warehouse down. So all totaled, with all those reforms that we put in place, since those were done, we saved the taxpayers over $4.4 billion.
Wow.
And so that's what my background has been. I have a little experience with draining swamps.
What's Newt like to work for?
He was amazing. He's a very brilliant man. Very business-minded, like to get things done.
Is he a taskmaster?
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay. Does he follow up?
He is very visionary. He needed other people to kind of come behind him and follow up, but we were real good at doing that.
Do you think he'll maybe come over here and help you?
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay, cool.
I'd love it if he did.
That would be great. Well, tell us what you see as the biggest issues in CD2.
Wow. So I know agriculture is a major concern for this district, and that's something I'm, you know, definitely excited about digging in on. I think it's been needed to have some representation on the Agriculture Committee for that. The farmers are definitely concerned about a lot of things. And so I'm looking forward, once elected, to serving on the Agriculture Committee, as well as Armed Services. I care a lot about Maxwell Air Force Base, with my dad having served there. It concerns me that we're in jeopardy of possibly losing the Air War College. I've got some ideas on how to go to work on that. I think one of the things we could do immediately is push for funding for the school on base to be all the way up to 12th grade, and that might keep some of these military families that have been held back from Montgomery coming.
Yeah, to endure our public school system here.
Well, you know, I think that is such an important part of Montgomery and our economy, and we can't afford to lose that, so we need to do everything we can do to fight for that, and that's what I'm ready to go do, and looking forward to working hard for the people of the 2nd District of Alabama.
Is Maxwell ever mentioned on a hit list?
I've heard that, you know, there's concerns about some of these issues that we're facing right now, and so we need to have somebody that's going to work hard to fight for that.
Okay. And what about, is there anything in agriculture specifically that you want to address?
Yeah, so I know the peanut farmers in particular have been frustrated that the quotas that they, you know, had before have been removed, and they are not having any increase in what they're able to sell their peanuts for. You know, poultry farmers need somebody to push for them. Some of the things with trade are obviously of concern. Making sure that they're fairly represented and we have sustainable programs for them is what's really important.
Well, you know, the wiregrass feels slighted, and their tendency, a lot of the, at least the establishment crowd, like Jeff Coleman, because he's from Dothan, has a business, I think it's in Midland City, I've read some things about him recently that concern me. One of them being that when he had a contract to move military families, and when business was a little slack, he was weighting down the trucks so he would make more money. And the federal government sued him, and he settled out of court for $5 million. That's a hell of a lot of money. That article was in the Washington Examiner from 2014, I think. And I think he's going to have to address that. And I think he said once when asked, well, we settled because it was just a lot easier than going to court. Let me tell you something. You don't settle for $5 million if you're not guilty of what you've been accused of. Now, it wasn't a criminal case. It was a civil case. But nonetheless, that's if that's true, it's not. I mean, and I've read it in two, and I've actually seen some court documents. So he's got a lot of explaining to do, in my opinion. But how could you make people in the Wiregrass comfortable for voting for someone who grew up in Montgomery?
Wow. So first, let me just say, that's very disturbing what you just said, Jack, and I'm going to have to look into that a little further. If that's true, you know, I think Alabama's had enough problems with politicians with corruption issues, and we don't need someone going up to Washington who's been charged with defrauding the government. You know, I think the Wiregrass is in need of somebody to fight for them. The way I see this is Huntsville has the second highest amount of government contracts in the nation.
Oh, yeah.
Booming with growth. I mean, just, you know, prosperity everywhere up there. It's exciting to go up and see what's happening.
Yeah, a bunch
there.
Of carpetbaggers came in.
Mobile has the port, and you've got Gulf Shores and all of the travel and tourism. The middle part of the state has, quite frankly, been struggling. And, you know, I've got a track record of going in and pulling together people and resources to get things done. And that's why I want to hit the ground running, go to work and fight for things, for resources for that. I think we need to pull some manufacturing facilities down from some of those DOD contractors up in Huntsville. I was talking to a friend of mine at Boeing the other day about this. And, you know, it'd be great to get some of those second tier industries, those manufacturing facilities in the Wiregrass region here in the 2nd District. I think it's really important to have somebody who can hit the ground running. You don't want somebody who's wandering around looking for where the bathrooms are. And I'm the only candidate in this race who's ever worked on Capitol Hill, so I know how to get things done.
That may scare some people, but it may, you know, may help you as well.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at Coleman, Jessica Taylor, and you are the, well, there's a couple other people running that I think are marginal, but y'all are the only three who are not politicians.
That's about right.
We have Troy King, who's been attorney general, and he was also, I think, Fob James's legal counsel when he was governor. And you have Barry Moore, who served in the legislature. So it's going to be an interesting race.
It is.
Now, you're not a known entity.
No.
How do you intend to combat that?
Well, I'm not a career politician, and you can look at my background.
I mean, people can win without having the most money.
Right, right.
But it is sort of a disadvantage. So how do you get your message out? Just travel around and talk to GOP voters at these various county meetings and stuff?
I think so. I think that's one important part of it. But, you know, I think the other thing is people just need to look at my background and who I am. I think when you're sizing up somebody to go and represent you, it's almost like hiring somebody for a job. And, you know, I'll just say this, I'm not a career politician. You can look at my background. I've spent the last 7 years working for Convoy of Hope, which is geared towards feeding kids and doing disaster response. I'm not in this because I'm looking for a career job. I'm in this because I like to help people. And this is just an extension of that for me. I just want to put the background and skills that I've got to work to help people in this district.
Well, let's hit a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask you some of my pet national issues. I don't want to put you completely on the spot, but
sure.
Some things in the news that I think are coming to fruition, given the Horowitz report and whatnot, having to do with FISA.
Fruition is a big word for you, Joey.
I'm used big words all the time, Jack.
No.
So, you know, stop being surprised.
Well, you're loquacious.
I don't want to fight in front of you.
Okay.
In front of Terry.
And David.
And David. Like
this outsider.
Right.
He's who comes here from the WAPO.
It's just these two hosts are squawking at each other all the time.
Wow. You're just not civil anymore.
Stop projecting. 272-9228. 272-9228. Be right back. More news and views after this.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at wowway.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides. And I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Well, it's a new year. Did you make a list of things to accomplish for the new year? How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley Manning Painting is the professional you want for the job. So, for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate, no money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. How you doing?
In-house with us. Well, we have David Montgomery from
The Washington Post, who's here on a fact-finding mission.
He does have the ability to speak. Just microphones turn him mute. It's an amazing thing.
Well, we didn't want him to catch any heat because he was from The Washington Post.
Right.
But I've gotten to know him over the last couple of weeks. We've talked a bunch. And I think he's a pretty good guy.
Oh, I agree.
You know, Yankee coming down here and getting in our business.
Now, half my family was a bunch of Yankees.
Oh, my mother's from the Bronx. I can't talk.
Yeah.
She was wretched.
Also, Terry Hasdorf is here.
Terry Hasdorf is here.
Glad to be here.
Thank you. She is a candidate for Congressional District 2, which is Montgomery, Elmore, Autauga, and the Wiregrass and Pike County and other places. I think Lowndes is out. Butler's in. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Well, no. Lowndes County's part of it, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, there's like six Republican votes in Lowndes County. It's really sad. It was Bill Bates and Susan Hagler and Charlie Hagler, and that's about all I know. Yes. No, there were some others.
No, Terry, I mentioned something before we hit the break, and this is just something I'm asking all candidates, whether running for District 2 or Senate or anything. One of my big pet issues, it really brought to my attention in 2013 with the Snowden leaks and how the FISA court works. Mm-hmm. And given the recent Horowitz report, we saw a lot of abuses or just misfeasance, malfeasance, mistakes, all sorts of problems with that application for Carter Page and others. I suspect there's more problems with the court. That's just my suspicion. Would you be willing, not every little nut and bolt of a fix, but would you be willing to look into reforms and making sure the FISA court isn't violating the rights of Americans?
Yeah, absolutely, Joey. I think that's an issue of major concern. I mean, we need to have some checks and balances to make sure that that's not being abused. And right now, I don't think we have enough understanding of how that's being handled to make sure that that's not happening. So I would want to look into that. I would definitely want to pursue that issue in Congress.
And then also throwing you right in hot water, what we saw, I guess, yesterday with this war powers resolution pushed by Speaker Pelosi. Mm-hmm. We can get into motivations for every particular congressman and woman, but I did notice there were allies of the president who voted with the resolution, in particular, most notably, Matt Gaetz. Mm-hmm. And it brings up a larger question. You can talk about the politics of the moment and the president, but there has been an ongoing question, I think, all the way back to Truman. What is the role of Congress in authorizing military force? So I'm just kind of feeling you out here. I think it's a very big open question. What do you think the role of Congress is in authorizing military force abroad?
Yeah, so I think there's definitely a need for Congress to be the major one to initiate some of the actions with that. But obviously this needs to be taken in conjunction with the president. And if we're not working together, that's not going to be effective for the country. So I think that needs to be coordinated, and they just need to get over this partisan infighting and do what we sent them
good
up
luck.
There to do.
Right. Yes. Amen to that.
I'm a little different from you. I think the president has broad powers to conduct foreign policy. If that includes airstrikes and things like that, I don't think he ought to have to consult Congress every time somebody farts in the Middle East,
I don't mind the idea of an imminent attack, and if they can show this was an imminent attack, that Soleimani was planning something, well, you can get into the specifics and the dirty details of each individual case. It's just been a long-running theme, again, going back to that police action in Korea, where, we get in the middle of something, and then all of a sudden, now Congress is sort of left with, okay, do we defund the troop movements, these sorts of things, which always looks bad. So I just worry about that executive power in general. But I appreciate your answer on that, Terry. Let's go to the phones.
Yeah, we have a caller.
272-9228. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Good Friday, folks. Red Top here.
Hey, Red Top. How you doing?
Good, man. Something extremely important to me that should have never been done by Cheney and Bush and all those guys, the Patriot Act. This is toxic on American society. I want to get rid of it. I didn't like it to start with. All their confiscations of cash and all that, that's all under the Patriot Act. It has been abused a hell of a lot more than the FISA court. Tell me about the Patriot Act, and I'll hang up and listen because I'm working, but I'm very interested in that as a libertarian. Thank you.
Thank you, Red Top.
Yeah, so I think the Patriot Act is something that is in place for reasons that we may not have all the information on. Obviously, this ties into some of the
things that we talked about earlier with just making sure that there's not abuse going on. But, you know, when I'm in Congress and part of the Armed Services Committee, I plan on making sure that our military bases are represented well and that there are things that are in place to make sure that abuses are not occurring. And that's the best way I can answer that at this point, because when you're there, you have a lot more information. When you're on the outside, sometimes you don't have all that information. And I think, you know, the Patriot Act is in place for some very critical reasons. From my time on the Hill, I know that there's just intelligence that's gathered sometimes that we don't have all of that when we're on the outside.
No. Well, is there anything else you want to bring up or talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the most important things for me to emphasize is just the fact that, you know, my faith is very important to me. I am doing this because I felt like it was something I was called to do. You know, I think that the people of this district are some of the best people in the state and in the country. And, you know, our resources here are rich in that. And I'm looking forward to getting out in the next few weeks, especially to some of these events that are out in the 15 counties that are part of this district, and getting to know folks more. So I'm excited to hit the ground running and go to work for the people of the 2nd District of Alabama.
Well, that's good.
Look at this. We got a bunch of calls flooding in here. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
That's Keith.
Hey, Keith. Do you have a question for Terry?
I do.
Go ahead.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi. I've got a question. I don't know if you can answer it or not, but my son is in the United States Air Force. He's been out of the country for almost 10 years now, fighting for our country. And the state of Alabama still insists he pays state taxes here. And he hadn't been in the country in 10 years. He's been either deployed or stationed in England. Now he's in Greenland. And he still has to pay state taxes. They won't waive it.
I think that's probably not a question for a federal candidate. Because she won't have any control over that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm glad you brought it up, and I didn't know that, so.
And, you know, well, in New Mexico, they have state taxes. They waive it for their military when they're stationed abroad. But yeah. Alabama will not. Jeff Sessions put that into place when he was at the state level.
Really?
Kate, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank your son. We thank your son for his service. It sounds like something that definitely needs to be looked at on the state level for sure. You know, I would encourage you to.
Now, how did Sessions have anything to do with it?
Years back, when he was in whatever office. He's one of the ones that wrote the bill up.
Well, he was Attorney General for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Because that's the only elective office he's had.
Yeah, locally.
But it's not fair to our soldiers. And that has to be looked at by somebody at the local level.
Where do you live?
Millbrook.
All right. Your state rep is Will Ainsworth. You ought to call Will and talk to him about it.
Can you, Will Ainsworth?
Or no, Dismukes.
I meant, why did I say Ainsworth?
I've been a governor.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Will Dismukes. He owns a flooring and tile place, I think,
right,
in Millbrook.
He's not in my area because it's right, my distance stops like a block from where his is.
Okay, who would yours be? Mike Collins?
I haven't. Yeah, something like that.
Who beat, Dismukes? All right, okay. We'll try to figure this out.
When I went to vote, I wanted to vote for Dismukes, but he wasn't on my ballot because I wasn't in his district.
Do you remember who was? It must be Mike Holmes.
I think it was Holmes.
Okay.
It'd be Holmes.
Yeah. Call the State House. I think it's 242-7600. And, and ask for his office, and they may give you a cell number or something like that. I don't know, but. That's a state issue, and I think you make a good point, and it ought to be addressed.
Yeah. Well, I think y'all have a great weekend, and good luck there, ma'am.
Thank you, Keith.
Thanks a bunch, Keith.
One thing real quick, and we'll go back to the phones, 272-9228. One thing I do have to give credit to Martha Roby about, And we've just heard it from several people over the years. Her local office has done a pretty darn good job when somebody needs VA benefits, these sorts of things. I'd imagine, given your background, you'll be pretty good at this, but just the administrative team you'll put together, the office you'll put together, so when, you know, constituent services, mm-hmm. these basic things, this is top of mind, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think one of the things that, because I've worked on the Hill, I understand a little bit about how constituent services can work really, really well, and sometimes not so well, depending on which member of Congress it is. Yeah. I've seen some best practices with that, and I have some ideas on how to maybe even make it even better than it is currently. And, you know, you're there to serve. I view myself more as a stateswoman than a politician. I know a lot about politics, but I'm not a politician. You know, you're there to help people, and that's what I want to do.
Well, and I'm curious, you said you the last 7 years, where have you been working?
I worked for Convoy of Hope. Convoy is a nonprofit that's based out of Springfield, Missouri. I was able to base here in Montgomery, which was great, but traveled a lot. And Convoy feeds about 200,000 kids a day worldwide.
Wow.
And responds to disasters like right here at home with the Tuscaloosa tornadoes and most recently down in the panhandle of Florida with the hurricane damage down there. So Convoy does a lot of incredible work and, you know, getting out and really seeing how you can touch people's lives and make a difference and help people that are poor and in need is kind of what I've spent a lot of time doing. I think we have some areas of some major pockets of rural poverty in this district, and I want to apply some of those best practices that I've seen in other places to that.
That's fantastic. Okay, 272-9228. Let's.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Heirloom Jewelers for a minute.
Okay, go ahead, Jack.
Because I know we have to do all these
things.
Okay,
go ahead. We got.
They are a very good sponsor of this program.
Oh, yeah.
Troop Booth has a great operation at 6948 Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, on the corner of Watchman Circle and Vaughn Road, and across from Do-Re-Mi Karaoke. He specializes, he and his wife run the shop. They're true mom and pop business that his grandparents started, I think, in 1977. Anyway, he and his wife have, they specialize in estate and antique jewelry. They have some beautiful stuff over there. So if you're looking to buy something for yourself or for someone you love or you're good friends with, give Heirloom Jewelers a try. Go over there and see what they have. They have some incredible stuff. And on Mondays, he's closed because he's procuring these things that he sells during the rest of the week, open every day except Sunday and Monday. And he also is in the market to buy your jewelry. If you're not using it and you want to sell it, go over there and talk to him, but make an appointment first, 260-0066. That's 260-0066. Call him, make an appointment. Take your goods by there. He'll give them a look over. He's certified by the Gemological Institute of America, and he'll make you an offer, and if y'all agree, you'll leave there with some money. So anyway, that's Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughn Road.
Yes, check them out today. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jason. Jason has a question for Kenneth Terry Hastor. Jason.
Hey, hey, good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey, Jason.
I have my radio too loud. I apologize. I feel kind of compelled to ask the obligatory, like, term limit, like, your opinion on term limits, just because I know a lot of people, especially in the era of Trump, are, well, I'm not a politician. I'm not, but you're running for office to be a politician. Or they say, I'm not a career politician. And the idea is they're running for office, but they're not looking to leave office either. So they're not one now, but they're going to be. So I want to ask, just to kind of know where your head is, if you're going to Washington to stay, or if you're going with a certain, like, in your own mind, do you have a certain agenda? And, like, once that's accomplished, you're going to say, well, I'm just going to, you know, ride into the sunset. Or are you just going to go as long as the people have you to be there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think term limits are something that are important, and I have no problem with term limits. The only problem is that, you know, a lot of times, I mean, the idea is to keep out people who obviously are just there to make it a career and to serve themselves, basically, in a lot of ways. Sometimes, though, you have people who get there, and it takes a while to build up seniority to be able to actually really do some good. And then by the time you get that, if you've term limited yourself, I've seen some members of Congress that had to leave
even though they had the right heart and they were going into this with all the right reasons, they had to leave because they had term limited. So that's why I haven't signed that yet. I'm not opposed to term limits. I'm still considering whether or not I'm going to do that for myself. I have no problem leaving, though, once I've accomplished what I think I've gone there to do. And I'm there because I feel called to go. And when I feel like I'm not called to be there anymore, then that's what will make me leave.
You know, there are people who argue that, well, we do have term limits. It's every 2 years, congressional people are up for reelection. And that's how you term limit them. But the problem is, incumbents have such a financial advantage, unless you're a Jeff Coleman, who can put a lot of your own money in it. Most people don't have that much money lying around, and the people who serve in Congress get all the insider money, all the trade associations, and all the lobbyists pump money into their campaigns. And if you're a person that's just an ordinary citizen, it's a hell of a tough uphill fight to raise that kind of money to be competitive, as you know.
Yes.
But anyway, Jason, that's a good question. We appreciate the call.
Thanks for the call.
I appreciate y'all. Have a good day.
You
Thanks,
too.
Jason.
We need to hit a break here, Jack.
Good God Almighty.
You're going to stick around for the whole hour?
I am.
Okay, awesome.
Well, not if we tell you you can't.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
Again, Jack, let's not fight on it.
All right, Joey, I've had it.
272-9228. Be right back. More news and views after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No severe weather today. That'll come tomorrow. Today, a high temperature up to about 73. Windy later on today and tonight. Wind gusting as high as 30, 35 miles per hour. Risk of a shower later on this afternoon and this evening and tonight, with the overnight low temperature down to about 64. Tomorrow, a significant severe weather risk, level 3 on a 5 scale, with widespread damaging wind gusts possible in some of the storms. Embedded tornadoes are possible. A few strong tornadoes can't be ruled out. For most of us, the primary threat hours begin around noon and continue through, let's say, early evening. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It'll instantly alert you for a watch or warning for your area, plus a lot more, our interactive radar and live streaming. Tomorrow's high 76 from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Any questions for candidate Terry Hastor? He's running for Congressional District 2, CD2. Martha Roby seat.
Yes.
Martha is not
running as an outsider.
Indeed.
Is that right?
Yes. Not establishment.
Okay, that's good.
But I'm just meeting Jack and Terry go way back, like y'all said. I'm just meeting you, Terry, and I have to say, I already like you.
Aw, thanks.
She's fun.
I like you, too.
I had no idea you had worked with Gingrich in that capacity.
I did.
And I love Convoy and what you've been doing for the last few years. That's great stuff. Folks, before we go to the phones here, more questions for Terry. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. Benjamin Moore authorized New Look Decorating Center. They have exterior, interior, paint supplies, stain supplies. So if you're inspired to maybe change up your place a little bit, and you want to redo the kitchen or the dining room or the bedroom, whatever it is, and you have that inspiration, well, when you go by New Look Decorating Center, talk to Brian Carr, Brett Lanham, the paint specialist, owner and manager, respectively, over there. They can help make that inspiration a reality. With their expert eye, because maybe you're not doing the whole home completely redoing it, they can make sure it's consistent with the rest of your place. They really have been doing this for years. So they've built up great relationships with clients as well as top-notch painters all over the River Region here. We highly encourage you to go by the showroom. It's the best way to check out New Look Decorating Center. They're at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into Atlanta Highway. If you kept going straight, you'd run right into New Look Decorating. Their number is 271-0007, 271-0007. And be sure when you stop by there, tell Brian, Brett, the whole team that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. Make that an inspiration, a reality.
And Brett will hit you in the face.
He's passionate about paint, man.
Man, he's all he needs is a pom-pom. He's like a cheerleader for the paint business.
Like Rick Perry?
Yeah, he was they called him yell leaders, I think, or something like that.
Y'all check out New Look Decorating Center. Great sponsor here. News and Views, let's go to the phones. Question for Terry here. Papa B, how you doing?
How you doing?
Jack, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
So, just let me just say this real quick. You were asking about who we're going to vote for Senate.
Yes, sir.
Senator. And Tocqueville's got my vote. I like Senator Sessions fine. I like Bradley Byrne fine. If either one of those two win it, I definitely will be happy. But Tocqueville has my support for three main reasons. One, he supports Trump very, very strongly. Two, he wants to go in there and completely do a tear out and redo of the education system. And three, and probably the most important, is that he was able to beat Alabama 6 years in a row. And anybody that can do that has got to be pretty good.
Now, let me ask you this, so, Papa B, while we got you on the phone, and we're kind of short on time. If Tocqueville is not the nominee, will you vote for Jeff Sessions if he is in the the general election?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No question of it.
All right.
Yeah, no question of it.
And I think that's probably the case for most of the people who call here who are for Tocqueville. In the general election, they won't vote for Doug Jones. Now, we saw what happened when Roy Moore was the nominee, but I don't think we have to worry about that this time.
I hope not. I mean, I've supported Judge Moore in the past, but I hope he just does not even get to, you know, go on this.
I think there's Roy Moore fatigue on the ballot.
Oh, no doubt.
All right.
Terry, you know, but back to this real quick. You know, the social justice left and the religious left have taken over the education system in this country. And so what are you going to do to take that backed up toilet and flush it back down into the sewer from whence it came?
Well, that's a great...
How are you going to approach that?
That's a great
Probably
question.
Probably abolish the Department of Education, but...
I definitely am opposed to Common Core. I'm opposed to any kind of expansion of education programs that are geared towards a lot of this liberal agenda. I would love to partner with President Trump and go in and drain that swamp. So I've got some good experience there. I think there's some areas where we can shift control back to the state and locals. I think the parents need to be the ones who are in control of the decisions for their kids, and so that's where I come from on it. I'm ready to go in and drain it.
Amen. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Papa B. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Papa B.
Yep.
Let's go back to the phones. Talk to Julie. Julie called earlier, but she has a question for Terry.
Yes, I do. I was streaming in to you guys earlier and got cut off while you were talking about Jeff Coleman. So I missed the last part of that, but I'm very concerned, as you were. I've got that question, or what you were talking about, as far as him being sued by the military for charging too much for shipping military families around, and that concerns me.
Yeah, I don't. The fox and hen house theory.
Exactly. So that concerns me, but something else concerns me. Jessica Taylor claims that she started the company Asmuth, I believe it is. I tried to do some research on that, but there's not a lot of stuff on the internet about it. So I'm kind of have some questions about that company, of what they, if that's really a real company, or what exactly is going on. I don't know if Terry knows about that or not. If she does, maybe she can comment on it.
Yeah, hi. No, I don't know much about that. Jessica is you know, obviously in this race as well. I'll be interested to find out if there's more about that, but I'm not aware of anything on that personally.
I'll try to check that out, Julie.
Yeah, because I've done some research and I just can't find a lot on it. They talk about doing all these.
She was a grant writer for a long time.
Yeah, for grant writing. Was that a conflict of interest? Because her husband was a state senator.
I think she was writing federal grants.
Yeah, it was federal.
I don't think she was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I would like to know more about that, about her grant writing and all. So, all right. Well, thank you guys.
Thanks for the call, Julie.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Julie. Let's go to East of the Rockies. Hey, East.
Hey, listen, I want to thank Terry for having the temerity to come on.
Temerity?
Radio.
Wow,
yeah.
East.
Yeah. Look,
oh, my God, I can't even spell it.
There's a lot of people, Jack, that I won't consider voting for because they won't come out and talk to us. And I'm out here driving around working. I'm paying taxes, and I want to know where these people stand and what their values are. And, Terry, listen, thank you for stepping up. And what will be a good way for us to get in touch with you and find out more about you?
Oh.
I just turned you on about 40 minutes ago.
Thank you so much for asking. That's wonderful, and I appreciate your support. So you can go to my website, Terry, T-E-R-R-I, for Congress.com, mm-hmm. Terry for Congress.com.
Great, great. I'm looking forward to doing that. And listen, guys, I appreciate you having her on, and I want to call some of these other candidates to step up. I mean, this young lady, I think that she's sounding real good, and we need some people that not just look good in a striped tie, but will step up.
Well, some of them need to be in a striped suit. But anyway.
Jack, how do you really feel?
I really don't. I have no opinion. Thanks for calling, East.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, East. And Robert, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What's up, Robert?
Hey, this is Robert.
How you doing?
Not bad for a young guy. Hey, I rarely call in. But we got so many opinions, you know, they're like, But anyway, on the factual side, I just called in about, I think Tuberville is the man we need from what I know. You've got to have name ID and a record of being able to work hard and being smart, and he's got it. And on the other hand, I'm very sad to say that Jeff Sessions was one of the most respected and counted on men that I've ever known, certain in politics. But I think I can't get descriptive, and he won't tell it himself, but he somehow got out of his element and lost his way, and I think he should be done and should go home and retire. He did a great job as a senator for a long time, but having him again as a congressman would be about as bad as picking a teenager. When you have no idea what they stand for and what they're going to do, so that's why it's not a hate thing against Sessions. It's a deep disappointment and the need for somebody new there. That's all.
Well, thank you, Robert. We appreciate your sharing that with us.
But okay,
we're coming to the end of the show here.
Indeed, we are.
I want to thank you, Terry, for coming on and sharing your views with us. This is Terry Hasdorff, H-A-S-D-O-R-F-F. You can reach her by going to her website, terryforcongress.com. Thanks for coming on, Terry.
Jack, thanks so much.
Known you a long time.
Thank you. It's been
a
privilege.
How old are you now? Shouldn't ask you that.
Shouldn't ask that question.
Well, I kind of know.
You're millennial, right?
A little younger than you.
Well, hell, I hope so.
But old enough to know how to get some things done.
Most of my age don't have a heartbeat, but but I do have a heart. They found it when I'd had quadruple bypass.
Well, Terry, it's a pleasure meeting you.
And, Joey,
and
thank
David
you.
Montgomery from the Washington Post, you've been a great guest. This is Dan Morris. He comes on after we do. And he's traveling around the state finding things about how GOP voters feel about the upcoming U.S. Senate race. And he's going to be writing an article that will come out at the end of February that will be in the Washington Post magazine. If you let me know how people can... You know, you call me and let me know when it comes out and how people can access it. Because I think people are going to want to read what you found out down here.
Indeed. Thank you all for listening, and keep listening. The Dan Morris Show is next. Myself and Jack
Campbell. Yeah, you'll be there for another 3 hours.
Yeah, but we'll be back Monday, bright and
yes,
early.
Yes, we will.
9 a.m. Talk to you all then. It hurts like never before.